I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of our lives have defining moments, don't they? Some make us smile, that first date that led to a lifelong romance, the compelling book we read that altered our life's path, the chance encounter in a coffee shop that turned out to be step number one in our satisfying career shift. Of course, other defining moments are not so cheerful. That dreaded phone call that delivered bad news about a loved one's sudden death. The car accident that led to a long, painful stint in the hospital. The unanticipated pink slip instructing us to clean out our desk by noon. For most, if not all of us, such is life. This week, we hear Edward Hurley's reflections on the rich lessons we can learn from defining moments, even when the news is not good.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of my first cousin Jamie Hurley dying in a plane crash. He was a freshman at the University of New Hampshire. I was 12 years old. For most children, death is what happens to a beloved family pet or a distant elderly relative. It is not something that happens to a contemporary. I can still remember every detail of the day my parents told me Jamie had died. I mark my life as two periods, before Jamie's death and after. Every time I see a film about time travel, I wonder what if I could go back and shout at Jamie, "Don't get on that plane!" Jamie was the kind of cousin everyone needs. He was 7 years older than me, both a peer and an elder, but most importantly, a friend. He taught me how to play poker when I was seven. But what Jamie has taught me in death has truly shaped my life. My father and uncle both had two sons 2 years apart. Given this symmetry, a 12-year-old like myself would expect one of my father's sons was destined to die. I always figured that fate was mine. I spent the next 10 years with this prophecy weighing on me. I felt like an animal being chased by a predator. While this might sound unhealthy, in hindsight, it was a gift. I never felt the invincibility of adolescence. People like me can die. Jamie died. I felt the urgency to achieve now, as there may not be a tomorrow. If I accomplish anything in this world, then I rightfully share that success with Jamie. I believe in immortality. I don't mean in a religious way, but in the sense that when someone dies, their influence on the world can persist. There are at least three little kids on this earth bearing variations of Jamie's name. Every time I see his two beautiful, smart, and cool nieces, I catch an essence of his smile or a suggestion of an expression he used to make. When my wife gets especially upset with our daughter and shouts at the top of her lungs, "Madeline Jamie Hurley," I think of my cousin and smile. If immortality equates with how fondly you are remembered and how sorely you are missed, then my cousin Jamie will live forever.
Dr. Edward Hurley is a pediatrician and neonatology fellow in Providence. He lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts, with his wife Sarah and their daughter Maddie. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.